Pam Tillis has received some of the highest awards country music has to offer. Last year, she was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, and she's been Country Music Awards Female Vocalist of the Year. The 45-year-old daughter of country music legend Mel Tillis has had her share of hits, six that reached number one, including this one, Mi Vida Loca.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel. Cause I take corners on two wheels. It's a never-ending circus ride. Pain of heart need not apply.
Now, Pam Tillis has just released a tribute album to her father. The album is called It's All Relative, Tillis Sings Tillis, and she joins us now from Horton, Kansas. Welcome, Pam.
Hi, Brian.
Why this tribute album now?
Brian, there's a variety of reasons that I waited until now. I wanted to wait until I got to a point in my career when nobody would accuse me of riding on any coattails or cashing in on my last name. This is really a labor of love, and I wanted to wait to a point in my career where I felt like I'd earned the right to do whatever the heck I wanted to do, and I feel like I'm there. And I love these old songs.
So how did you go about choosing which of your dad's songs to record? There were so many of them.
Brian, it was really not an easy process. Dad was just so prolific. And one of the things that was great about doing this album is it allowed me to really get to know his music on a deeper level than I think I would have otherwise done. And that may sound kind of funny because you would think I'd know everything he'd written, but just the same way you didn't know everything your dad did at work for 30 years, there's a lot I didn't know he'd done. So I went to the CMA Foundation in Nashville, which has incredible archives. Dad sent me about 20 CDs full of songs, and a lot of these songs had never even been recorded. And so I just lived with all the music for about 3 months, all the music that I hadn't heard, and then there was a lot that I'd already been doing in the show. So we landed on these 13 songs.
And of those 13, is there a favorite?
Oh, everybody wants to know that. Tell you, by the time you've listened to 1,000 and picked 13, they're really all special to you for one reason or the other. But personal, I really love the way Detroit City came out. And Dad and I are kind of in agreement on some of the things that we feel just work the best.
Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City. I dreamed about those cotton fields back home. I dreamed about my mama, dear old papa, sister and brother. And I dreamed about the boy that's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I want to go home.
What's your earliest memory of your father as a singer? Is it true he used to put you in an empty guitar case for a crib?
Yes, it's true. He used to take me to the publishing company where he was a songwriter and, show me off to all his buddies. I'm the firstborn. And they tell me that I got sleepy and he put me in there for a nap. And I always tell him, thanks for leaving the lid up, Dad. But, if anything, you would think that growing up in the crazy business would have discouraged me from going into it, because it's not always pretty, Brian. But I love it, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Do you remember the first song that you wrote?
Well, roughly. I wrote a song on the piano when I was about 11 years old, and it was something about, it was kind of a gospel song called That Rough and Rocky Road. It was a foreshadowing of my career.
And when did you decide, despite perhaps what common sense might have told you about the business, that you became a professional singer, songwriter?
Well, I started really getting serious about writing and playing guitar. I dragged my little guitar around with me everywhere, starting at about 15. I sang everything. I sang jazz, and I still love jazz. I'd like to make a kind of an acoustic jazz album at some point. But jazz and R&B, a lot of R&B, and pop and rock. And then I came back to Nashville, and while I was waiting for my ship to come in and get a recording contract, I sang a lot of jingles, a lot of commercials.
Do we have any of those?
No, I don't think so. It's been a few years ago. I've been so...
Did you try to recapture some of the feeling that your dad had and the other artists had who recorded your dad's songs?
Yes and no. We did change some of the versions, but some of the versions we felt like you just can't mess with a good thing. And so it's very, very heavily Patsy Cline influenced on So Wrong.
It sounded like you were almost channeling Patsy Cline there.
Well, thank you. You know, I try to bring a few of my own things to it, but you know, it's like Dad wrote the song, but it's like Patsy Cline co-wrote it, because it's just hard to, you can't take her out of it.
One of the really lovely songs on the album, Violet and a Rose, which I guess was your dad's first big hit.
Yeah, he's so happy I did that song, and that's one of his personal favorites from the album, and probably mine too. And there again, it's so simple.
A violet fell in love with a rose and started it from its head to its toes.
We did it with the inimitable one and only Dolly Parton, and I couldn't have imagined doing it with anybody else.
I'm sending red roses to you.
She has a lovely voice. You have a lovely voice.
Well, I appreciate that.
I want to
so
hear
much.
That jazz album.
Yeah, I want to do it. You know, there's a meeting place between, you know, all different styles of music. There's common grounds and common boundaries.
Then send me some violets. I'm blue as can be. Then send me some violets. I'm blue.
Well, your dad is on the road also, I understand. Would you mind if we gave him a call and brought him into this conversation?
Not at all.
Well, let's see if we can reach him. Mel Tillis, are you on the line?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Hey, Pop.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Dad, where are you?
Texas, Crockett.
I'm in Horton, Kansas.
In Horton, Kansas.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I know where that is. That's a casino there.
That's right.
Yeah, nice place.
Well, let me ask, what do you think about this this tribute album your daughter has done? Is it, does it feel a little bit odd to be the subject of a tribute album from your daughter singing songs that you made hits?
No, you know, I told her, I said, it's about time. You know, she's been threatening it for a long, long time, and she finally got around to it. Now, I'm very, very, you know, I recognize some of the songs.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Were you surprised at the way that she interpreted some of them?
Oh, yeah, she puts her own spin on just about everything. But I love the way that that she did So Wrong. And then she did a great job with Dolly Parton on The Ballad and The Rose. Well, she did a good job on all of them, but, you know, these are some of my favorites. And I like the Delta string that she had on Detroit City.
Did you get a chance to have any input on this at all?
Well, all the songs.
Yeah. aside from writing.
Good answer.
Aside from writing all the songs.
And then I got to sing on an old song, and she found it in the archives. It's an old song that I'd forgotten all about. You Come On and Sing. And I wrote that many, many years ago.
Well, in fact, we were going to play that one, so let's hear a little bit from that.
Way to go, Granddad!
Good night, Cleveland!
Come on and sing, girls, sing, boys, sing a happy song. There's not enough singing going on. Hey, how many people have you ever seen fight while they were singing a song?
Come on and sing, girl. Sing, boy. Sing a happy song. Come on and sing.
So that must have been quite a recording session there with the whole clan involved.
You know, we did that at Pam's house. She has a little studio there, and we brought the grandkids over from Branson, and we all just did it in her house there, and it was just a whole lot of fun.
Hmm. Now, have the two of you ever performed together on stage? Or?
Oh, yes, a whole lot.
What kind of an experience is that?
Well, it's a wonderful experience, you know, to get out there with your kids and perform a...
I get emotional. The thing that when I sing with Dad, it's just like you always feel like you're a little girl. It's just for me. It's I don't know why it feels that way. Of course, I get to wear higher heels, and I still feel like a little girl.
Isn't that something?
Well, when they were all small, you know, the kids, I'd get them all around, and I'd write them songs. I remember one called...
Crickets in Love.
Yeah, Crickets in Love, and, you know, they'd do the crickets, and I'd sing to them, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, thanks very much, Mel Tillis.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dan. I'll see you in Nashville.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Pam Tillis, her newest album is It's All Relative, Tillis Sings Tillis. She's been speaking to us from the Golden Eagle Casino in Horton, Kansas. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Come on.